This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we reflected on the unique prediction Isaiah made that God was going to raise up a Persian king named Cyrus. He would free the people Nebuchadnezzar took into exile and allow them to return to their homeland. This was promised about 100 years before it happened. God was behind the exile and the promised return. Isaiah 45:7 says, "I bring prosperity and create disaster." God does what he wants, when he wants, and through whom he wants. But don't conclude that this is a picture of an arbitrary tyrant. God always has his reasons, and they are just. His intent is always good. He is loving and gracious. That's why Isaiah says in 45, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear." Again in Isaiah 46:4, he promises, "Even to your old age and gray hairs I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." That is why he encourages us to remember this. Fix it in mind. Take it to heart. You rebels, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. My purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away, and my salvation will not be delayed. Where sin abounds, his grace abounds even more. That's still true today.